Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar. Joseph, back on the road, you heard voices asking the question that I do not have a single answer to. Why the three big powers outside of Venezuela, Brasilia with Lula da Silva, Bogota with Gustavo Petro, and Mexico City with AMLO, still president, though he will not be in the future, all at first embraced Maduro's victory, then backed up and said, well, perhaps there's an investigation underway, we'll wait for that, and now have various versions of, you really should consider a second vote, or you really should have a recount, all of which cannot happen because of the way the election was processed. The ballot is in the hands of the National Electoral Commission, which is not going to cede its authority to anyone. Hence, they're persecuting Ernesto González Urrutia right now because they're saying he had responsibility for an illicit counting of the ballot. What does Brasilia, Bogota, and Mexico City get out of Venezuela, which is a narco-terrorist state, Joseph?
So, John, that's a good question because this, I think, has less to do with kind of the bilateral relationship that those three countries, Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico, have with Venezuela and the potential ramifications of either recognizing Maduro or recognizing Edmundo González. Because if you thought about it from a practical policy perspective, at least Colombia and Brazil, but arguably Mexico as well, would have a lot of incentives to look for Maduro to leave because of immigration, because of business, oil, the lifting of sanctions, transportation. Just in Colombia in itself, they've been trying forever to have a direct flight from Bogota to Caracas, but one of the problems is the airline, the national airline of Venezuela. And not mention, you know, they want to avoid, you would think that they all want to avoid a flood of migrants, especially Colombia, that are going to their country. So on practical policy considerations, the three of them have a lot of incentives to move towards a solution. And then some would think, well, maybe that's what they're doing, but they don't want to offend Maduro because they're allies. I have a different take. I think this is kind of more of a geopolitical question than it is a practical policy question. I think it's a geopolitical question in terms of alliances and networks. In Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico, under the current leadership, meaning under López Obrador, Petro, and Lula, they have a clear commitment to redesign Latin America in a way that's closer to China, Russia, and Iran, and further from the United States, Europe, and the West. They committed to that project, not just as presidents. They committed to that project going back to the 1990s with the Foro Sao Paulo and beyond. And so they're not going to move away from that project when at this moment in Venezuela, Russia, China, Iran are probably the top three countries that have recognized Nicolas Maduro as the victor. Now, by not themselves claiming that he's the winner, they've muddied the waters. And in that many ways, it benefits Maduro because it allows them, as I was saying before, to buy time and to kind of change the conditions. And that goes into what I think is going to happen in Venezuela. Because Maduro, if you follow him consistently, as I have over, you know, now more than 20 years, the Chavistas, they tend to, whenever they want to manipulate the international community, they tend to use their legal system. Everything is done by some form of sentencing. They use the courts, the Supreme Court at the highest level, but the electoral courts as well. And they never really provide evidence for their lies or their deception. All they use is a sentencing that the court says, and they say that, well, that's the law. That's what our law says, and you have to respect that because it's a sovereign territory, sovereign country. And so I envision that that's what they're pushing towards. In fact, Maduro, he moved the whole election issue outside of the Electoral Council, which is constitutionally who determines the winner, but he kind of shifted it towards their higher court, the tribunal court, which is their version of the Supreme Court. And so he moved it there, which is unprecedented, honestly. I asked many Venezuelans, does the Supreme Court have any jurisdiction over their election? They said, no, it doesn't. And it's never happened in Venezuelan history. But he moved it there because he knows that the Supreme Court will eventually, and they already have ruled in favor of him, but they'll eventually start to prosecute the opposition as being those that have committed the fraud. And so so to me,
we have 30 seconds, Joseph, 30 seconds.
Okay, very quickly, I think that is the game that Maduro is playing, and that is the game that I think Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico will follow. They will say that this is the legal system in Venezuela, and we have to respect it. It's up to the rest of the international community, and especially the Latin American community, to reject that.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We're going to Brazil next. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.